Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Forget about politics. Forget about elections. Forget about all that stuff. This is the problem with our country. To
oh,
be more
stop.
Than Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE. What is wrong with you people?
We I don't think we've ever had this many text messages.
I don't think we have either.
We've ever done.
So we were talking yesterday. TJ's husband, Steve, wants this cool metal titanium wallet that
all
his bros have.
All his coworkers have it. It's made of metal. It's a lifetime warranty. He'll never have to buy another wallet again. And I was like, what do you need a metal wallet for? And I go, wouldn't that hurt to sit on? And he goes, No, I never. When do you ever see me carry my wallet in my back pocket? I always carry it in my front pocket. I learned it years ago. It's better for your back. And I was like, oh.
So if the logic is you don't want to feel the wallet, I don't see how you can't feel it in your front pocket when you sit down and your leg bends with it in your pocket.
No.
Those metal things have no
but
give.
But you're not sitting on it with your tailbone. You're doing damage to your body. Belly.
I'm not
no
sitting
on it with your
wallet.
Tailbone. If you're going to make an argument about your back, it's that your butt is not ergonomically
you know
set
what?
Evenly.
Ladies, hold on. Look at my butt.
HR!
Oh, my God. HR.
Where
yeah,
is
see?
The pocket? The pocket is right up here.
Yeah, but when you sit.
This is my butt down here. That
DJ, that's not how ergonomics work. It's not touching his tailbone. It could impact his back.
It is definitely.
You have a butt pad, and if you only had a butt pad on half of your chair,
yeah.
It would mess up your back.
It would mess up my back. And how many times do we hear
tailbone,
about
though.
Billy talking about, oh, you're back, oh, you're back.
Okay.
No wonder.
The
get
solution,
rid of the wallet, and you'll get rid of the pain.
The solution to everyone's problems is men need to start carrying purses. Billy, you would not be alone in this building. Tommy, down the hall, carries his man purse every day, and he's proud. He's proud of his man purse.
Not carrying a purse.
You're not?
Why?
All
what
I
are
have
you worried? We're
going to
make fun
keys.
Of you. We make fun of you about everything anyway.
Is
this
it because a strange little man down the hall has a purse? You don't want to be compared to him?
Perhaps. That's part of the equation. But I also don't have enough stuff that I would need to carry. So there are guys, if I say EDC, EDC, all the cool guys out there are going to know exactly what I'm talking about.
I don't know
about.
What that means.
Okay.
Everyday carry.
Oh.
Everyday carry,
phone
EDC. Phone wallet keys. But then some guys have to have their pocket knife.
Yeah, that's
easy. You see a lot of guys with the pocket knife in the front pocket,
you
so you
got to
have a specific knife for that. You're going to use it a lot more than you think. Well, it's not even just a protection thing, but that is part of it. And then if you carry, that's part of your EDC. So that's another thing that you have to grab on the way out the door every day. So there are some people, which by the way, they make purses that have holsters in them for guns. It looks like a sling bag that's really just a holster for your gun, and you could put your wallet and keys in there. You would never call that a purse to that man's face.
I would. I like your purse.
Billy.
I like your fanny pack that's your shoulder bag.
Well, this texter said, Billy, get rid of the skinny jeans and use your front pocket. Yeah,
I am the
what
last person
on
the planet with skinny jeans. You ain't seen me
just
in skinny jeans.
Right now, put it in your front pocket.
Overwhelmingly,
right now.
I was shocked that
most people put it in their front pocket.
Most of the people said they put it in their front pocket.
We sat here during the playing of those songs and watched Billy's head slowly explode.
What is wrong with these people?
Like you didn't know you were living on a planet with these types of people.
This is why the country's gone to crap.
I see.
People putting their wallets in their front pocket. What are you thinking? How far would you go to help a complete stranger? It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. I'm asking the question because there's a story floating around about the actor Jesse Eisenberg. And he was on a TV show like 2 weeks ago. And they asked him, what do you got going on? What's coming up? And he goes, well, I'm donating a kidney in a couple weeks. And they're all like, ah, ha, ha, ha. He's like, no, seriously, I'm donating a kidney. And they said, why? And he said, because I want to help people. He doesn't have a specific person that he's doing it for. He doesn't have anybody in mind that came to him and said, hey, can we do this test? And if we match, can I have your kidney? He says he got bit by the blood donation bug. Mm-hmm. And he always donates blood. And this is kind of like the next step in that progression for him. And I have a friend in the record industry. She works for Jason Aldean. And she donated a kidney. And I just sent her a text. I said, did you have somebody specific in mind when you did all this? And she was she matched with her brother-in-law. So her her sister's husband was in need of a kidney.
Wow.
And she said, well, I got two, so you can have one of mine. And right. She is healthy and fit and does karate and all that stuff. So it didn't affect her life other than the recovery period of having it done.
Yeah, because that was my first question is, how long are you out? Like, how long would it take to recoup from that? And you're typically in the hospital for just like 1 to 2 days. That's it. And then you can return to work within 2 to 4 weeks, same as any other procedure that you have done. That's it.
It's amazing.
2 to 4 weeks and you're back up and it says there's really minimal side effects.
If somebody
can do it laparoscopic.
Oh, so it's probably easier now than it was, 15,
smaller
20 years ago.
Smaller incisions. They don't have to like slice you open.
I don't know. I think most of us, if somebody in our family came to us and said, I have this, issue, it could be kidney disease or whatever, for whatever reason needs a kidney, I think most of us would say, let's go get that test. And if we match, I'm in. I would do it. Would you?
Yeah, I would like to think I would. I don't know. With my mom going through all this and we've had to talk about liver, liver transplants.
Yeah.
With her hemochromatosis and she doesn't qualify because her body would just fight off any new liver given to it as well. So it's not an option for her. But just the conversations with, just the length of this list for liver transplant or mm-hmm. for, yeah. So the fact that there's kidneys, we have two and really only need one.
You only need one.
That there should be a list at all, right?
Well, wasn't there somebody locally who like grassroots is looking for a new kidney and they put yard signs up?
Yes.
Like, hey, I'm looking for a kidney.
Yes. I mean, please, they're looking to match with anybody. And I also reading with that, folks who have given an organ like that have such an improved sense of self-worth. Like just the...
Well, you're literally saving somebody's life.
I mean, for the rest of your days, you have that feeling. So, I mean, it's not like it's just...
Well,
there's nothing in it for you too, because I can't imagine how awesome that feels.
And it's like being an organ donor, obviously you need your heart, mm-hmm. but if you sign that little thing and it's on your driver's license that if something happens to you, donate my organs. I mean, like Scott Hetzko, I look at him and I mean, he went from being super healthy to being super sick to being able to run marathons again.
Yeah.
And I mean, I believe he's met the family of the donor, and that's got to be an amazingly powerful moment,
right?
Knowing that that heart is still beating somewhere. Like, I don't know. I guess the reason I brought all this up, that sign, Jesse talking about it, just,
Yeah. There is, by the way, just to kind of let you know, there is a Rochester woman in need of a kidney transplant, and her family is taking an old school approach with the lawn signs, and it's because of a genetic. So that's what stinks is that, most likely if it's genetic, the family can't donate,
right?
Because they need to be outside of that. So I'll share that on our Facebook page because all the information is there if you're looking to. It's a living donor support.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck.
Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Support program, and I'll put that up on our Facebook.
If you're single and you've been out there looking for love, you've been trying to find people that you have a lot in common with, positive things, shared interests, maybe you're going about it the wrong way. It should be Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. There's a new term I learned called grimkeeping. Either of you heard of grimkeeping?
This is a new word for me.
No, I have not.
Grimkeeping is where you match with people not on things you have in common that are positive, like I like to go on hikes. Oh my God, me too. I love movies. Me too. It is a shared hatred for something.
Oh, really?
I hate winter. Oh my God, I hate winter. I would love to move south. So it is getting together over negatives instead of positives.
Huh. I mean, my coworkers that I've worked with in the past, like the ones that I bonded with the most and the quickest were the ones where we shared hatred either about our jobs or other coworkers or dumb pop culture things. Like,
yeah.
Bond of anger.
That is interesting. I would have never thought, but it makes sense. I bet you're more passionate about the things you hate than the things you love.
The list of dislikes is usually shorter and often centers on universal turnoffs.
Yeah, yes.
Things like poor hygiene, right. Bad manners. Some of the darker things in life. But we all know people that have like super dark senses of humor. Mm-hmm. They just need to find other people who share that sense of humor.
Well, and on a dating app, some people share things and you know kind of quickly whether it's definitely not going to work. There was one time I matched with this guy who messaged me that he was starting a new religion dedicated to Sonic the Hedgehog and that he believed Sonic the Hedgehog was the Antichrist. And I still like,
you kind of had a hint right away.
I was like, I don't know if this is a joke, but even if it is, I'm not laughing.
You didn't want to meet Sonic the Hedgehog guy?
No.
Just to see what he was like?
No, I didn't want to end up in his trunk and in his basement.
Oh, well, there's that. Hope, if you noticed, TJ over there is going through another era. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
Who do you think you are going through different eras?
Oh, eras. And didn't Megan Maroney just say she's...
Yeah, she just closed the Am I Okay Blue era.
The blue era is done.
And then the next album, there's going to be a new color.
You know, the whole era thing, it's nothing new. It's just a new name for it. I've been through so many eras. I'm in my sweatshirt era right now. I just went and... Like, I'm at the era where I like a sweatshirt. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go find it in every color and just buy a cart full of the same sweatshirt in different colors.
If you like the cut, there's no reason not to do
that. It's got, I mean, the hood is great. Mm-hmm.
Well, and you were so upset because you bought a purple one that you thought was the same as all of these other hoodies. But this one purple one has like mesh in it. And I just don't know why they would do that. Why would it be in the pile with all the regular normal hoodies? And I got to wear this one in it. Messing up your hoodie era.
I don't sound like that.
And
that,
Yes, you do.
But I'm in my hoodie era. But it's better than my skinny jeans era. That one was rough.
Why was that rough?
Oh, skinny jeans. I'm going to be honest. There would be mornings I would sit in here and my jeans were so tight, I actually had acid reflux. It caused acid reflux. I am not kidding. They were that tight. Because that was like what they told us, you know. Wear your skinny jeans.
I lived through the skinny jean era, and I never once purchased a pair of skinny jeans.
Yeah.
Not a single pair.
Well, I had kids at the time, and they were like, Mom, you should...
Was it different for ladies?
The mom jeans.
Yeah. You weren't a mom if you had the skinny jeans on. So I went through the skinny jeans thing, and thank God that's over. So you guys, I'll be coming on to my new era here soon. I don't know what.
What's
but
next?
Right now...
Where are you going to go from here?
I don't know. Sky's the limit. Where do you go after a sweatshirt era?
Maybe someday she's going to flip the switch and she's going to come in all like officed up. Like pantsuits. Like you're going to be dressed like Hillary. Like Hillary Clinton. Going to have a hair bob instead of long hair.
Oh.
It's so funny. I'm going to pull back the curtain a little bit here. There's like days where we have to get dressed up because we have an event that we're going to or something. And you both come in here like, oh, I can't believe I got to do this. It's just so much extra work. Oh,
okay. First of all.
Yes, you do make those noises.
We got to do our stupid hair. Then we got to put on our stupid makeup. Then we got to wear stupid shoes that are not flat or sneakers. And then we got to wear some.
What do you mean? Listen to me. Billy, you couldn't live a day in our shoes.
You couldn't.
You could not live a day.
You'd never make
it. I went to a gala last night. I had to figure out shoes to match my dress. Not only match them, my dress was too long. I shortened my dress. I like safety pinned it shorter. And then I still could not find heels tall enough for the dress. I was dragging on the ground. And I'm not short.
Okay.
I'm 5'9".
All right. Who in this room, raise your hand if you wear a button-down shirt to work every single day.
I know.
That's just me.
Okay, Mr. Steve Jobs with your uniform, what are you trying to say?
In
you
this room,
lack creativity. You wear the same thing every day. It's a button-down or it's a flannel.
Raise your hands if you wear a pair of slacks to work every single day.
Slacks.
I don't own slacks.
Okay, Grandpa.
I'm not in jeans.
Okay.
I am corporate ready. If some corporate muckety-muck walks in this door, I'm going to look at him. I'm going to be like, I'm your equal.
Is that what you're doing with this?
No.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
You're lying.
I don't.
You dress every morning.
I don't have to
ready.
Do that. Oh, I don't have to do that. We're like the lone wolves left in this room. It's just us.
Yeah, pretty much.
It sounds like Jelly Roll had a Pretty Woman moment. And if that sounds odd, you're going to understand why in country music news. We're going to get to that in a moment. But first, we're going to talk about Luke Combs. He and his wife, Nicole, are expecting baby number 3 in the next couple of months. They are keeping things a little more mysterious this time. They don't want to know the baby's gender. And it's by design. They just think it'll be more fun that way. So his wife said, we're not going to keep going just because we want a girl. They already have 2 boys. So baby number 3 is on the way. She said, we'll be happy as long as the baby is happy and healthy. Last week, Morgan Wallen officially announced his 2026 Still the Problem tour. It is shaping up to be his biggest yet, and we're not even talking ticket sales. We're talking the size of the stage. He has a brand new stage for this one. Apparently, Morgan's new setup features 4 pit areas instead of 2, meaning hundreds more fans could be charged a couple hundred dollars a ticket.
Look, more pit space.
Which, you know, how convenient.
Cha-ching.
Some folks think this signals that the set list is going to be completely different for next year's tour as well. So I mentioned Jelly Roll. Having his Pretty Woman moment. Do you remember, you guys are familiar with that movie?
Okay, I will tell you the quote because I love it so much.
Yeah, go ahead.
So Julia Roberts walks in to the store that they refused to sell her at because she was dressed, you know, inappropriately.
We're going to see how close you get to this. Go ahead.
And she goes, you work on commission, right? Big mistake. Big. Huge. I have to go shopping.
May I help you?
No, thank you. Hi.
Hello.
Do you remember me?
No, I'm sorry. I was in here yesterday. You wouldn't wait on me?
Oh.
You work on commission, right?
Yes.
Big mistake. Big. Huge. I have to go shopping now.
You pretty much nailed it.
Big. Huge.
So Jelly is down under. He's down in Australia.
Yeah.
And he's on tour, and he walked into a store. And I had to listen to this 4 times because he likes to cuss a lot. I'm pretty sure he doesn't swear in here.
May I help you?
No, thank you.
Oh,
hi.
That's not Jelly. That's the other one. Jelly, where are you, Jelly? Oh, I hope this is.
May I help
you? No, thank you.
Hi.
Oh, no. Where are you, Jelly?
Come on. Man, the Louis Vuitton in Sydney legitimately just treated us like we were finna come in and rob that place. I have never been looked at more like a crazy. Listen, the last time I was looked at like a criminal this bad, I was an actual criminal this bad.
Now, in the defense of the store, if Jelly Roll walked into my store and you didn't know anything about Jelly Roll, don't tell me you're not watching him. Come on.
I don't.
Come on. Don't lie.
Most stars look like that now? Like, you can't judge who's got money. By
absolutely.
What they look like.
Yes. Not anymore. Yeah.
Not anymore. You can't judge who has money. So, I don't know. That's bad on them.
I
guarantee that manager of Louis Vuitton is on a...
Guarantee they got probably tagged in that video.
You're going back into the warehouse for you.
Big mistake.
Big. Huge.
Huge.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.